And speaking of Sarawa, the Secretary of Sarawa is online, Richard Stafford. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Gary.
Richard, there's a fair bit happening in racing, and particularly from Sarawa point of view. Tell us about the Apprentice Award, the Sarawa Apprentice Award.
Yeah, look, each year we've sponsored an award. The apprentices have their awards night where various things are recognised. And we, a few years ago, initiated an award based on some sort of different type of criteria. We're looking for an apprentice who's gone out of their way to do more for the owner group than just sit on your horse and ride it on the day. And we've had several very worthy winners. Last year it was Sophie Logan, who, as many would know, was involved with Grant Young's stable while Grant Young was, seriously ill in hospital. And she, as part of the group, did a great job in keeping the stable going.
Yeah, no, certainly those people that do a little bit more than, as you said, just jump on the back of a horse on race day or might ride a bit of track work, etc. So that's good. So when does that happen? When is the awards night?
The awards night is usually the last Monday in November.
Okay. And do you keep it under wraps until then or do you announce it?
We do keep it under wraps. So yep. It's not a voting thing. We just get nominations from our members for the person they feel deserves the award.
Sure, okay. All right, now we're all excited about the Spring Carnival and getting some good horses back. It's not only here but across the border in Victoria and New South Wales, but locally there's some nice horses returning and we're starting to get some good racing.
We certainly are. The Wiley today looks like an excellent race. Mm. And it's great to see a couple of South Australian horses who look like they've got real chances to kick some goals over in the eastern states and pick up that big prize money over there. Darlasan looks very, very promising. The big fella Behemoth is certainly looking the goods too. Ran an excellent trial the other morning.
Yeah.
Several out of Gordon Richards' stable, you'd imagine, still would be keeping going, particularly Jitra.
Yeah, well, Jitra, I read somewhere's out for the spring, unfortunately.
Oh, so. Okay, I hadn't picked that up.
But there's a horse in today, Ghana, which won here, of course, at its last start. It's in a Caulfield today. It's got an undeniable chance, I think. So, so all good.
That's a stable that's going really well at the moment.
It is.
And I'd like to see that transfer to my horse, too.
Yeah, well, she's in today, isn't she?
She is indeed.
Ah, excellent. Now, how's the tour bookings coming along?
Very slowly at the moment, but we really haven't started our publicising it yet. I've got to get a flyer together and get it out to the membership and get it up onto the social media platforms. But
sure.
Certainly, we're looking to see people come on board. Still a fair bit of time, but we do need to get our bookings in so we can get it all organised and make sure it all happens.
Absolutely. Well, tell us about the tour and where it is, where it's going to and what the cost is.
We're aiming to leave Morphettville at 8 o'clock in the morning, going down to Mill Park at Meningi to have a look at the Watson's place down there, which is, speaking of Darlasan, it's where Darlasan was foaled and came into being.
Yep.
We're then going back through to Finnis, to the Finnis Equine Lodge, which is, of course, the Francis family's stables and racetrack and setup, and we're having a look at that, and then having a lunch at the Finnis General Store.
Okay.
Three-course lunch.
Yep.
For members, it's $80 for the bus trip and the lunch. For non-members, $100.
That's great. And what date?
The 27th of October, so it's only just over a month away.
Yeah, it's coming around quick, isn't it?
Everything comes around quick this time of year.
It does, you're quite right. So that tour, now, if someone wants to book, how do they book it?
Just go onto our website, www.saroa.com.au, and go to the events section. I'll get a pop-up on the front of the page, so you don't even have to do that eventually, but yep. I haven't got that set up yet.
Okay, no, look forward to it. That's about it for Sarawa. Anything else happening around the traps?
think that's probably pretty much it for the moment.
Good luck today with Lady Conquistador.
Thank you, sir.
Hopefully she'll run a forward race for you.
I'd have to say that I'm a bit surprised at the odds. They look a bit generous. I know she ran last at her last start, but she was in a stakes race at her last start.
Yeah,
so
and you
we'd be expecting a big improvement from her today.
Yeah, I was going to say you certainly expected that. Richard Stafford, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, Gary.